This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States is charging four Russian-affiliated soldiers with war crimes for what American prosecutors describe as the heinous abuse of a U.S. citizen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The charges are the first ever under the nearly 30-year-old U.S. war crimes statute and detail the abduction and torture of an American living in the southern Ukrainian village of Molovi when Russian forces moved in.
Tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four defendants include two commanders and two lower-level soldiers affiliated with either the Russian armed forces or the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, and that they even conducted a mock execution. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
An emergency spending bill to provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans pressed their demands for tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The vote was 49 in favor to 51 against, leaving the $110 billion measure short of the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to move the bill to final debate. The vote threatens President Joe Biden's push to provide new aid before the end of 2023. The bill will provide about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war.